Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From the Denver 24, 4th and 10, shotgun snap. Broncos setting the blitz. A throw by Newton to the right. Incomplete with Harry, who was open at the 10-yard line. The ball sailed to the outside as Harry turned to the inside. And the Broncos, whose trip to Foxborough was delayed by a week, are going to come away with their second straight win and their first victory here at Gillette since 2006.
Hi, everybody. Enjoy their Sunday afternoon.
Good morning, Boston.
Good morning, Boston.
How's your Sunday?
Kick back and relax on a nice fall afternoon. Put on the Patriots game.
Have some apple cider, a little cinnamon stick. Maybe a little
crisp.
Fall crisp air. You can smell the fires burning.
That was fun. How was your day?
How'd it sound?
People are talking about you.
Why?
Yeah, people be talking.
Why?
About your call yesterday.
Call like I see it.
Saying you were very fired up, unhappy with the team. Agitated.
They were massive favorites in this game.
Is it okay to say that? You were agitated yesterday?
Extremely agitated.
You were
extremely agitated.
Yeah, did you take it out on the broadcast?
No.
Why? You
call like I see it.
That's good.
Maybe that's how it transmitted. And when it's hunky-dory around here and cream pies and sugar fairies everywhere, I'm woohoo! Yeah!
Unicorn.
So when it's better, guess where it's where it's going?
Beef?
Other way.
Oh, okay.
Other way.
The two
ice
extremes.
Cold beef.
The two extremes of Zoe.
Ice cold beef. Unicorn with no horn. Take that horn, stick it somewhere. No, no horn. Yeah.
No horn.
None. No horn, no pony, no show. Can't even assemble for a circus. So what the hell are you going to see show ponies for? Oh, maybe you could drive by. Maybe they could put the show ponies over in P10 and you could drive by like you do Jurassic Park and then you could watch Christmas lights after that. That's going to be fun. Take the kids there. Yeah, download the app. You play circus music all day. That was disappointing.
What do you think of the offense on this team?
You know what? You know why? And you know why I'm like that? Because
Unicorn
I
Unicorn show buddies, where's the offense?
And you know why? You know why I'm like that? Because I care. Because I care. I'm passionate about it. I love this team. I love calling games for this team. And when they don't play up to expectations, it drives you crazy. That other team wasn't better than them. We've been trying to play this game for 2 weeks. And we're going to go down a COVID path and all that today. Everybody's in on it. All 32 teams dealing with COVID. You're dealing with it too. Don't have enough practice, don't have timing. Tennessee had timing. Practice twice in 16 days. Maybe you should congregate at the high schools. Maybe you should do more of that. Do some of those captain practices. Find bigger patches of grass with more people on them. Now, I'm not advocating that, obviously. I'm blowing steam off. Whew. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, good.
You know, I was talking pregame yesterday about the opportunity for the Patriots to potentially score some style points to prove that they're worth investing in and going out at the deadline and shopping and putting more
about
talent
this
on this team.
We talked about this Friday. Big test for them. Show us something. But maybe they did show us something.
Yeah, maybe it worked in the opposite way, in which they looked so short of some talent at certain positions
stop.
It's an absolute must to go out and get something on the market.
Stop. The wide receiver position, okay?
Yeah.
How do you sit there in that film and watch it? Well, what was it, 57 snaps in total, I think they had? N'Keal Harry played 55, Damier Byrd 51. I think James White had 31 snaps. Damian Harris only had 12, your new exciting back. that all of a sudden they went away from the run, only played him 12 snaps. That's a guy you need to give the ball to get him going downhill because he runs with anger. But that went away. I'm worried about the wide receiver in the tight end position.
Well, you should, because yesterday...
That is on display. That is right there on TV for everyone to see, and you ain't sugarcoating it and hiding it anymore.
I think
everybody in this league... Sorry.
Yeah, no,
everybody in this league is starting to know it and figure it out. Because, I mean, you can blame it on linemen and shuffling guys in and out and this and that. They sent the freaking house yesterday. I'd send the house every play. I'd take any corner, stick them outside, say, go cover them one-on-one. We're vacating the middle. We're bringing the heat. We're running the dick blitz. And I say that because that's what they named it on Hard Knocks with Rex Ryan.
Call it dick.
They're
call it needle.
And they do the double whammy, right up the middle, A-gap, it's coming. Rex Burkhead did a good job, stepped up, got one. And you could still set your feet and make that throw. You didn't have to be falling away like Patrick Mahomes and throw that ball 65 yards. Even when they sent the double middle, needle blitz, he kind of walled it off a little bit. And he could have stood in there and thrown that in cut. They just don't do it. Because you know why? You know why that wasn't second nature for him there? They don't throw the in cut to him. When's the last time they tried to throw an in cut to him? In a game. In a competitive game. You can't name one. You're just sitting there. No, because you can't name one.
So that's the lasting impact of yesterday's game.
Teams are going to blitz you
someone
every
solved
snap.
The cam problem.
They're going to
come. Which is... Listen, you guys want to run all over the yard. We're going to force you to throw. Let's see if you can do it. And you don't have the talent to do
it. We're going to put eight guys in the box, shut the run down, and force you to throw.
You've got a quarterback who hadn't played in weeks and hadn't practiced very much and looked rusty on top of it. And his timing was all out of whack. And some of his throws yesterday were strange.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to him. But, I mean, that comes with it. And he got lazy on some throws. But he isn't your major problem.
Okay. No, okay. No, I'm not saying that, but there are elements there to expose, and I felt like yesterday everything was exposed.
And that's the job of a good defensive coordinator and defensive-minded team, that we see the weakness, and we are going to expose it and attack it. This is what we've learned over 20 years with Bill Belichick. He finds your weakness, and he goes and he attacks it. That's one thing you're not going to do.
But overall, though, they're going to play a lot better next week. I believe that about this team.
People think it's not over. It's not even anywhere near over. You still have the Jets twice. You mean to tell me you can't beat Miami down there? You can't beat a couple of these teams coming? You can't get after Jimmy and make him nervous this week? Come on.
You mean the second-place Dolphins?
Correct. Second-place Dolphins.
That's a jab.
The Patriots are far, even with the same group of receivers, and I want to say tight ends, but I'm not sure they have an actual tight end on this roster.
They don't.
So, with the tight ends that are there, I don't know what exactly they all do, but they're there. Nice fumble, Izzo. But anyway, with this group, they're still a far better team than what they did yesterday. Can you admit that?
Absolutely. They will always be better coached than the team you're playing. Except, there's going to be a team or two that get you on coaching.
With coaching and with practices, they will be better next week. But it is not unfair to say that they had no business, even without the practice, losing that game yesterday.
I think they thought, okay, we got some rest. We're a smart team. We did a lot of Zoom meetings. We've been doing these Zoom meetings. This is what we wanted to do, is to not assemble, not practice. Coach had our back. Organization has our back. We're still going to go out there and play our ass off. They just seemed a little flat to start this game. And the frustrating part, and I'm not making an issue out of this, but I still think it's an uneven playing field across the league. You sit there and watch other games and you see sporadic and pretty packed some lower levels of fans in stadiums, which I think does help home teams. This may be the type of team that needs a little juice in the stands. Like you got to manufacture your own juice. When Cam runs a 38-yarder and he gets up and runs someone over, that place would be lit. And I think they would feed off that. Let's send Damian Harrison a game. Let's run it down their throat. Let's shoot off the guns. Let's play This Is Our House, even though it's an awful song. And let's get this thing rocking.
Oh, there we go. There's another gripe from yesterday. The music. Music gripe. I want all your gripes over the course of the 4 hours.
12:50,
today.
We'll get into that.
Because
it's Sunday.
Zoe's got so many gripes from yesterday. It's hard to keep track of.
I'm not. Hey, that guy over there is. I defer to Hardy on all musical selections regarding any event, whether it's a holiday, whether it's a birthday, whether it's a party, whether it's depressing, or whether it's a football game at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah.
There's some deep tracks yesterday.
Oh, it was putrid. And look,
we'll get to that.
We'll get to it.
We've got that on the way. Later
on. Spreads Zoe's hate out.
Okay, Zoe's got a lot of hate. If you could only
hate's
see
a bad
things.
Hate's a bad word. I don't like that word.
Oh, okay.
I don't
spread Zoe's disgust around. For
if you
four
could
hours.
Only see the private conversation Zoe was taking part in, he was disgusted with it. He had a bad day. You had a bad day.
I'm angry.
You had a bad day. You did.
I festered.
It's okay. Everyone has one.
It's that pimple you didn't pop. You just let it sit there. And you know when it gets itchy and sore, and then the whitehead just starts to build, and it almost could start oozing.
Interesting
itself.
Analogy yeah. you went with
that
there.
That type of day.
Well, I know that the Patriots had a bad day. You had a bad day. But I think the good news for both you and the Patriots.
And the pimple, you can pop it and put the Band-Aid on. You're going to be good next time.
Things are going to get better.
I agree.
All right, let's not overreact.
I agree.
Things are going to get better for this
team. But it's okay. I mean, we're one day off that. We can react to that. That's what we do here. We do sports radio.
Now, if you were watching yesterday and you weren't upset enough with how the Patriots played, there were three more kicks to the nuts of New England sports fans after the Patriots game yesterday. We'll touch on that. The phone lines are open for you all day on yesterday's results.
Oh, good.
617-779-0985. And we'll get further into how the Patriots were exposed and X's and Z's coming up at 10:36. Go nowhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But here's the snap on third and six. Flop pass toward the end zone. Gronkowski, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. What a great grab by Gronk. Holy Gronkamole.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Freddie Freeman lifts this one way up there. It was like Betts didn't see it at first. Now goes back. Jones, and he does it again. Mookie putting his stamp all over the NLCS defensively.
My head keeps...
Garoppolo takes the shotgun, snap back the pass, quick pass over the middle. That's caught, open space, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. George Kittle to the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Beautiful, I've sunshine.
Happy Monday.
So if you watch the Patriots game, you probably stuck around for the Titans. And you see which way that team's going. Team that knocked the Patriots out at the end of last season.
I was on fifth quarter. We had McCourty and Burkhead on Zoom. So go ahead. There's that one.
Well, I did see the scroll at the bottom of the screen that said Patriots fifth quarter over on TV 38. And no offense to you and all the great people that participate in that show.
Great show.
But guys, I wasn't turning over to you when the end of the Titans game was on. And we were getting some bonus coverage there. We ended the regulation and overtime. I mean, I like football, so I was sticking with the game.
Derrick Henry, big boy, huh?
Oh, he's so... boy, do I love him. Oh, you know, it's really unfortunate. We're talking about running backs. This is now a small side topic here. I watch Derrick Henry and I go, oh, how long can this last? I hope it lasts as long as possible. Because the shelf life on running backs is just not great.
2 years.
And it's just so great to watch him right now. This is his prime right now.
Yep.
It's amazing. He's just a great
player. He should not run away from people.
Oh, he's just so damn good. He's so damn good.
Yeah.
So you watch that and you're like, damn, Mike Vrabel, this Titans team, they look better and better. Ryan frickin' Tannehill looks like a real quarterback now. Like, wow.
To his credit, he has played excellent since coming in for Mariota half a year ago. Yeah.
So anyway, that wraps up, and you're at least engaged in that. You can maybe get a little pissed off that the Titans are so good now. But I enjoyed it. And then you go over to the next game. If you wanted to watch over on Fox, you see Brady go down 10-0 against the Packers.
Oh, everybody was scrambling to watch that.
And then Aaron Rodgers sort of poops his pants a couple of times, a couple of bad picks. Well, one of them was not so bad. And then all of a sudden, they score 38 unanswered with Tom Brady throwing passes to Rob Gronkowski. Great. They look like they're putting it together there in Tampa
Bay. Gronk looks like he's he's turned a corner.
He looked like he was, he resembled the old Gronk for at least a day yesterday.
Brady's numbers weren't astronomical, but the throws Brady made were quintessential.
Wonderful.
Dropping a bucket, money throws.
So there's that. And then if you watch Sunday Night Football, you watch Jimmy Garoppolo come back from his benching.
He can't wait to get rid of the ball, blow boy.
Ball is out quick. And you're watching Garoppolo get rid of the ball so fast while Cam Newton is lumbering around with the football yesterday. Like the internal clock wasn't quite up to speed for Cam yesterday.
Or no one was open.
Especially
to defend Cam.
Yeah, nobody did have a little bit more awareness at times yesterday. And so that happened, and you're like, oh, I'm watching it going, oh, there goes the Jimmy G trade I was rooting for. Yeah, beating the Rams. Awesome. Like last week we're talking about come home to New England. You know, let's go. The get him traded, that goes out the window, I think, at least for a week. I can't have that conversation this week. So that's gone. And then maybe you were checking in on Game 7 of the NLCS with Mookie Betts, as you heard in the call, putting his stamp all over it. Some fabulous defense. And, oh, yeah, Red Sox used to have that guy. Oh,
was that good or was bad? Because I saw Maz tweet about it. Maz said, meh, it's one out.
Maz hates Mookie Betts. I don't care to explain it or figure it out. He thinks he's overrated. He doesn't enjoy great baseball players like the rest of us do. So that's Maz's problem. I just thought yesterday, all the way through, it's like the hits just kept on coming, so.
It's kicking the nuts.
Brutal day.
Kicking the nuts Sunday.
Yeah. A brutal day for the Boston sports fan.
Gronk was the worst of all of them.
Oh, I can't.
See, but
why is it that I went from loving that guy to like, I can't stand it now.
I fist pumped when I get the touchdown. Why is
so
it bad to do that?
You step out of this conversation.
He's not here.
You need to step out of this conversation.
They're not here.
Okay, so you love them.
You're not.
You love that team.
I don't. I love the two players. I can't stand the coach.
You
I can't
know
stand
them
the
personally.
Colors.
You need to step out of this conversation.
Football
zone.
Right. No, listen.
But
no.
They gave you everything they could here. Why is it bad to root for them when they're not in direct competition with you?
Zoe's fandom is
Explain
different.
Explain that to me.
And if football fan Zoe was able to pick one team to watch the rest of the year, not as a broadcaster, not as a talk show host here in Boston, but just Zoe the accountant.
That sounds terrible.
Okay, Zoe the insurance salesman. Zoe the insurance salesman.
No.
If he had one team he could choose, and this, if you gave the truth serum to a lot of football fans in New England, hey, you only get to watch one team the rest of the way. I bet there are some that are in your camp, and those people would say, I'd rather watch the Bucs than the Patriots.
I'd say Chiefs.
No, that wasn't in the conversation.
Okay, well, you said if you could pick
I can't
one
add
team.
A third option.
But you said if you
could.
You're
a liar. You're such a liar. You can watch Brady every weekend.
I can't wait to watch
Brady.
Here's
the good news. You could still watch the Chiefs, too. You're not being eliminated.
Right.
I'm saying if you could only choose between Patriots and Bucs games, you would choose the Bucs.
If I was a neutral bystander? Yeah, like regular just Joe Count
Insurance
guy?
Salesman Zoe.
Car wash.
No offense to the insurance salesman out there. We love you.
If I'm working at the car wash, I get to go home and have a 12-pack of Bud Light and sit there and say, hey, okay, well, maybe, yeah, I'd watch the Bucks.
But if you grew up here, Townie Zoe would be hating Gronk right now.
Yeah, I understand that. I do understand that. But Gronk, Gronk's
I don't
the
have that feeling for Brady, though. I just have it for Gronk.
Because
I would
feel
so much better about the Bucs situation, and I'd have so much more fun watching them if he wasn't there.
Gronk
and
left
I can't
you hanging
really
here. That's
fully
why.
Explain
Brady didn't leave you hanging. Gronk left you hanging.
Yeah,
here.
Because of all this nonsense at the end with the vroom vroom and the motorbikes.
I don't feel well.
And the,
I don't feel well.
You know, I'm done. I'm hurt. I'm not coming back when it was really about I'm not having enough fun.
You don't think that helped seep into Brady's mind and help Brady leave? Gronk leaving a year earlier, that helped Brady
leave. I agree. I don't disagree with that.
Sure. Everything plays a part in
it. I don't disagree with that at all. But yesterday sort of sucked. Not going to lie.
He's going to run down the middle and catch his long seam pass and get hit by the safety. He's going to do that now?
Yeah.
Because he's in Tampa. Yeah, he's going to do that now. Yeah. He wouldn't do that here.
He's got to show out there. He's got to prove himself to his new team.
Well, plus a little kick in the ass for him with O.J. Howard going down. He can't relax now. So now he needs to elevate, right? That's part of it, too.
That was all party yesterday. Really was. Not great.
So what do you have for dinner? Like a big poo sandwich last night? Hey, guys, what do you want to do? Want to get pizza? No, let's order poo sandwiches.
Yes. 617-779-0985. Let's go to some of your calls here. Adam's in San Diego. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. I get to listen to you on my ride to work almost
awesome.
Every morning, and
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening for us way out there. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. So can you please explain this to me? First off, what is Demaryius Byrd's role with the team, and why is the preseason standout Osuski not getting any snaps offensively, and why is last year's second highest receptions leader, Jacoby Myers, who's familiar with the system,
okay,
also not getting any time on the field?
I'm glad you brought that up, the last part there, Jacoby Myers. Let's start with that one real quick here off this call. And thanks for listening to us out in San Diego.
Tap that app, 98.5thesportshub.com. Go.
Jim can back me up on this. There was a TV timeout during the broadcast yesterday, and my main man, Bob Soucy,
yeah,
play-by-play guy, your voice of Patriots, looks at, to me and just to the crowd, where's Jacoby Myers? Where's he at? And I just stood there and stared at him. I'm like, what did you say? He goes, where's Jacoby Myers? I go, I said, just stop right. That sums everything up. That sums it all up. That sums the state of this team up right now on offense and the passing game. The fact during a Denver game, week 5, you're asking, where's number 16?
No, he said he was asking it for effect. He was asking it just to get your attention there.
Jacoby Myers.
Did you get my attention?
He said, he's like, I was just kind of asking that for effect, just to point out the fact that this is what the situation is.
Think he got my attention? Yeah.
Well, because at one point we looked on the field and it was like, okay, Asiasi's at tight end, Heron's in the game, Froholt's in the game. It's like, wow, look at this. You would not have been able to name these guys last year.
It's week 4 or week 2 preseason when you look at that. That's what that felt like. That's no shot at Jacoby Myers, but where's he at? We need him. Like, get him in there.
You could keep Demir Byrd on the field over Jacoby Myers for me any day of the week.
Demir Byrd is better. Well, you asked him, what's his role? He's a 3. He's your 3. Because Edelman, really, based on what this offense should be, Edelman's your best receiver.
The problem is the receivers.
Nikhil should be your number 2, and Demir Byrd should be your 3.
The receivers are all 3s now.
That's
your problem. Julian Edelman, we love the guy, but he's not a number 1 receiver on any NFL team.
I feel bad for him, too, because he was scratched after the game. They took his name off the available Zoom interviews. He's just, I think he's so pissed off and just hurt right now that just can't deal. He's trying to give it to you. He's trying to give you everything he has. You know, he's got a knee issue.
His role would be a lot more effective if they had other guys on the field, and they just don't.
You're right.
Can they try Zuber a little bit? Can they try Zuber running vertically instead of horizontally all
like
the time?
Zuber. I like Zuber.
But he can run horizontally. Yeah. We've seen that. Can we try running him vertically and see if he can do anything?
So one of the things you notice watching this is that the team lacks speed. They just don't have speed. And Zuber, he gets on the field, you put the ball in his hands, and you're like, this guy can fly. Can we find something else for him to do? He's one of the few guys out there that's moving quick.
They're least rolling coverage to Byrd. Like, they know they've got to bump him to get him off his jam. They have such disrespect for Harry. It's 8, 9, 10, 12-yard cushions most of the time. Or they're not going to throw it to him. We're just going to back him off. We're not even going to give you high help over the top. You got him on an island out there. And give him a cushion. And then when he gets a cushion, he just runs off the line of scrimmage instead of exploding, getting up on a guy, turning his hips. Run a slant in front of him. It's like, it's there. The space is there. That's a tough film to watch for him. It's going to be a tough film for them to watch.
617-779-0985. If you're holding, stay put. We're going to get back to your calls in just a bit. We've got X's and Zo's. Yes, it's coming up. Here are Hardy's headlines. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Sports Hub.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, my thought was, there was a year when I was a senior in high school, we switched from like a man-to-man I form.
Say we're running that RPO to the right. Have you ever been the guard on the left and they pull it down the line and you kind of ear hole that guy sitting there? Did you guys have a lot of fan calls? Like when you're out there, did they go Rip and Liz?
Yeah, we use Rip and Liz.
Okay. Little Roger, little Louie.
Don't remember Roger and Louie. I remember Rip and Liz, though. I think that was a call more the receivers listened to, though. They had it pretty simple.
Oh, really?
For the big guys, yeah.
Yeah.
It's time now for X's and Zo's, where Zo breaks down a few items from yesterday's game.
I need more of that. I need more football people calling the show.
It's the best.
Because I can't. I just like I've. Sometimes I just regurgitate same football knowledge. Some people, you know, help me to dig deeper. You know, when they call in,
you're so full of crap.
No, I'm serious.
You are.
Like I'm interested in the way people block it up. If they just tell you, hey, just get your hand down, block that guy instead of having some sort of idea of what we want to do or approach it with.
That caller called back, by the way, Friday. He told Tom the 9 years. Remember 9 year veteran or whatever.
Yeah, nine years.
So he was going back to fifth grade is when he started. That's all the 9 years.
I started in fourth, so that would be
Let's get to it. So yesterday's game.
Okay. I start with the two turnovers. And you say, well, why do you start with the two turnovers? Because I think there's a flaw or something that teams are starting to look at. Now, Vic Fangio, very good defensive head coach. Bill's very complimentary of him. Guy's in his early 60s, so he's seen it all. And when you can't get to a certain quarterback, or say you play a quarterback that is athletic, as Cam is, first interception of the game, the screen pass. If you're reading screen, if you're an end guy, first thing you do, get your hands up. Why? I've talked about this since August, the delivery point of the football with Cam, because I thought Cam was very lackadaisical on the screen. Now, later in the game, on the one where Harry's running that deep drag and the player plays through the receiver, did he hit him? Yeah. Why? Why did he hit him? Why was it legal to hit Harry and go for the football? Because the ball's tipped. The underneath cover guys, even watching Cam. And when Cam goes to throw, I'm going to elevate, tip the ball. So teams are starting to do this now, where the more and more you're going to face Cam Newton, you're going to say, if I can't get there, or if we have a blitz call, or if I'm stoned and I'm blocked, hands up. Hands up.
And watching from the reverse angle, I'm not sure he really pushed him all that hard.
That's coach, though.
He sort of put a hand on his hip, and Harry hits the deck.
Yeah. Harry is fading up. These are two parts. This isn't just on Cam.
He's not a good player.
Harry is just fading upfield. And if that ball doesn't hit him in the chest, he's not going for it.
Can I point out something here?
Sure.
That I keep harping on? Big, strong N'Keal Harry. That's his specialty, right?
Being right.
Big and strong. He gets knocked to the turf with a hand on his hip. That's pathetic. That is absolutely pathetic. And this is the one thing, and he sort of gets tripped up. So
it's
I want to say
it's
that,
legs.
Too. Legs get tripped
legs
up.
Legs get tied up.
But
why do legs get tied up? Because you're big and you're lumbering.
Lazy route.
You don't pick
lazy.
You're not Juju.
It's just not. He's not. It doesn't move well.
Juju Smith-Schuster doesn't get his feet caught up like that with DBs because he's picking them up and putting them down.
He's not running hard.
Well, he's 6'3". He's long. He's got
lumbering.
Long strides.
That's the
he's
word
got
of
size
the day.
13 feet.
Lumbering quarterback, lumbering receiver.
You have, you have big, thick, physical guys at both positions, receiver and quarterback. And at some point, 55 snaps. Harry had 55 snaps. That was one of two targets. That target there and the final play of the game. How do you function against the Denver Broncos? Seriously. Edelman's on one leg.
Those are so bad.
Edelman's on one leg. Damir Bird's on the other side. And your other receiver had two targets against the Denver Broncos. This ain't the 85 Bears you're playing.
First pick of the Patriots.
So it's not like they're rolling coverage him and phasing him out, so your read takes you away. Phil Perry had a great breakdown on this. He screenshotted this video where Cam is looking and trying to get Harry the ball because of the huge cushion, and he tweeted this out yesterday. He's trying to get Harry the ball. But the fact Harry came off the line of scrimmage was so slow, wasn't even looking towards Cam. Cam had to stop, turn around, and get the ball backside to Julian Edelman. Now, we're going to take a look at this double blitz here. And I think you're going to start to see more and more teams do this. So you crash the edge, and they bring both safeties down. Now, one bell's at the last time, so you're trying to bait them into throwing the interception here. This is scripted defense. They see something here. They know
tell people what you're talking about, just so they know.
What it is talking
about the last play on
last play of the game on the pass to Harry.
Yes.
Money's on the table. Play of the game. Normally, as a defender, you're going to play that safe. Cover two or quarters coverage, meaning four across or two deep. They go blitz zero. They said, we're going to go get your ass. You know why? Because we think we can lock you up on the outside, and we think we can pressure you and get to the quarterback's feet. They bring both safeties and shoot them right up the A-gap. Burkhead does a good job stepping up and scam blocking. Cam could have set his feet and thrown the dig cut. But how natural is that for him? And that's why I say go back to the earlier segment when I ask you, well, is that natural? It's not natural if you don't throw it in games, if you don't hit that repeatedly. Cam and N'Keal Harry can throw the slant. They've done that in games. We've seen that. They haven't thrown a ding cut to him yet. Like, that's an easy throw. All that cushion, get the 20, cut across the middle, lay the ball in the middle of the field, let him catch it, turn and score. Bang, 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 play. Teams are going to see this on film now. Teams are going to see the tip balls. These aren't the first two tip balls of a five-game season that we've seen. There's a couple of these every game. Why is it that like that? Is it the arm angle, launch angle? Is Cam lazy with the throw? Or is it that's just the way he is? He's got to throw it. I'm watching last night. You see Garoppolo move outside the pocket and then dart it, zip it? See Lamar Jackson yesterday? Quick zing it? Cam doesn't have that snap wrist quick, you know, dart throw. Everything's got to be a windup. And when teams do that, Kerry Collins was like that when he played for the Giants and when he played at Carolina. Big, long, Byron Leftwich, big, long windup. And when you have those type of guys, you're going to start to blitz, you're going to get hands up, and you're going to get some deflections. So I don't know if you got to move him outside the pocket, get him going, throw on the run. Teams are going to sit on this and they're going to blitz you. Until you prove you could pick up the blitz and hit it, they're going to start sending people. That game yesterday, that's eight people in the box all day. They shut down your run. They made you go away from Harris, something you should have used yesterday, and I think still could have run more on him. And Cam had some nice runs. What happened to the RPO runs with the options? It's all the stuff we saw against Miami week one. Where's all that gone? They threw out the kitchen sink yesterday. You had to run two reverses to get any mojo going on offense. Those type of plays are desperation week five.
Edelman threw the ball twice.
Two good passes, by the way.
He's a former quarterback.
Yeah.
Kent State.
I don't know if you know that. Yeah, Kent State.
Well, he should be, you know, a lot of people wanted him to be the backup last week, yeah, especially the Kansas City game.
I mean, after yesterday, I might let him start a game by the end of the year.
Put Edelman in calls at quarterback?
Yeah,
I mean, those are fun. Yeah.
Let's put him in there.
Give so, I mean, if you football people out there with the X's and O's segment here, help me break this down. Give me more football knowledge.
But you're
maybe they can send
this.
Us videos on Twitter. Like, yeah. You can break down a play on Twitter and send it to us.
Yeah. Maybe you coach your kid's flag football team and something works. We need help.
But so you sound concerned about Cam Newton right now. You sound concerned about the arm slot. You sound concerned about the throws.
That's not going to go away.
And I would say that the concern should then be the long-term health of his shoulder. And is it going to hold up?
Like the hit, he took a couple hits from behind that he should not take yesterday. Like there was a good 1-2-3 count. We're 91, I think, is coming off the edge, but he chips the tight end. Tight end's got him blocked, and if for whatever reason, backside tight end releases into the flat. What the hell are you gonna throw a flat to the tight end?
Oh, that was a sack that got Illuminor hurt.
That one where I'm like, throw it. It was, but that's a clock thing for Cam. Like I'm holding it, even though. He may think that's picked up backside. I called it a blitz initially on the broadcast. That wasn't a blitz. That guy just came late. He came late off a chip after free released by the tight end. So, but to Cam, to my point on Cam, after a two and a good 2.5-3 count, that ball's got to be gone, man. Or that's where you're going to take a bad hit to the shoulder, getting picked up, thrown into the ground. He's doing a good job sliding on the runs, taking those type of hits off him. Who's laughing?
I'm laughing because this is what we're left with on a day like this. It's like, what do Cam do a good job of yesterday?
Sliding
on the, you know, a handful of times he ran the ball yesterday and he did.
The first interception,
he didn't get his head taken off when he was running the ball himself because he won't find the open receiver even after three seconds standing back there.
Yeah.
All right.
But the screen pass is fixable. The screen pass is fixable. That he was just lazy there. Like the mechanics of the screen, it's what on your fifth step you hit. Then you're so athletic, draw the defender into you, and then get up on your tippy toes and dump it in on a screen. He just got sidearm lazy, rushed it. That's fixable. That's coaching.
Why the Patriots were stupid at 11. More of your calls are next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Third down and three.
This
is almost four down territory.
You call this third down of the year so far, possession of the year.
White to the left of Newton, three receivers right. Izzo, the tight end, stands up, flex to the left. Shotgun snap to Newton, four-man rush. Cam's in the pocket, throws down the middle, open. Izzo makes the catch at the 45. He turns to the outside. The ball's loose, back loose. He fumbled, picked up by Denver. And Simmons runs it across the midfield stripe to the 45 of New England. Shoved out of bounds by Zuber at the Patriot 42.
Third and three, possession of the year. Great throw, terrible fumble. Can we get a tight end that functions? Just critical spot right there in the game where you're thinking, okay, this could be third down of the year right now. Game five, teams floundering around. You're starting to move the ball a little bit. Big third and three. You got to convert this and get some mojo working to prove that we need help. Big test here. Cam finally hits it, reads it perfectly, delivers a strike. The poor kid actually put both hands around the football to protect it when he turned. It's not like he held it out here like Shady McCoy. Woo! Let's fake some people out and hold it like a loaf of bread. No. He actually put both hands over it and got hit and fumbled. Boom.
Out it goes. 617-779-0985 with Ken in Plymouth up next. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going? You know, when I was watching the game and I heard the announcer say, the Patriots haven't practiced but once in 2 weeks, and that was a walkthrough practice, non-contact. The first thing I thought was, geez, that's the first I've heard of this. The second thing I thought was, how can you be a professional football team with no practice and expect to win a game? It's not going to happen. You have a new QB whose timing is going to be off. He doesn't know the system completely. You have linemen being shifted around who are in new positions that didn't practice together. You have receivers that are trying to time their passes with the quarterback who aren't practicing and ready. I mean, all of that leads
to... How'd the Titans do it the other night against the Bills? That's what I want to know.
How many times did they practice?
It's because they're a good team. Because good teams can overcome that.
How many times did the Titans practice before their game, he was getting ready to ask?
Yeah.
Two. Twice?
Twice in 16 days is the number.
I think they had two practices, and they absolutely dismantled an undefeated team.
Whereas the Patriots got one of the worst teams in football at
one
home.
One of the worst teams in football.
I mean, nobody's talked about Denver's sort of football world was turned upside down for 2 weeks, right?
Don't make
excuses. Going to play, not going to play, throw them the bye. Oh, they were the ones that have to get on a plane, stay in a hotel the night before, and then play a 1 o'clock game here, get on a plane, fly back. They're ready to go.
That was the first I've heard of this?
Did he not listen to the show last week? That's all we did was talk about no practice. Practice is canceled. Practice is canceled.
The building was closed.
Every single day. That's what we had on the docket.
The facility was
Colts building closed. Falcons building closed. Every building closed.
I mean, was it a factor? Of course it was.
Sure
it was a factor. But does it excuse some of the really poor decisions or poor execution, more importantly, that happened in that game? No, it doesn't. I mean, yeah.
Does it excuse not challenging a fourth and one? Does it excuse balls getting batted down at the line of scrimmage?
How about fourth and one out of midfield, and they send their offense back out there, and you're forced to call timeout because your defense, you weren't ready for the... That is your textbook area.
Unbelievable.
This is how we get the other team.
Like Fangio.
They got you on your own
Belichick.
Stuff. They got you on your own stuff at midfield. Forced you to waste the timeout. Now, all of a sudden, so that timeout that we already wasted as we're down in this game starts to F with your head, which affects other decisions into the fourth quarter as to, well, maybe we don't want to throw the challenge here because we don't want to get burned that time. We need our timeouts. Possessions are going to be at a minimum.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Zoe. The only plays that really worked offensively toward the end of the game, the gadget plays with Edelman and stuff, those are the ones that require some practice. Those are the ones you just don't show up, roll the balls
timing.
Out.
Timing.
That's
timing.
It's not. It wasn't a question of timing. It wasn't a question of practice or all that stuff. Yeah, it factors in a little bit, but pre-snap penalties, no, they were fine. All the stuff that you're supposed to have drilled and like ingrained in your DNA.
They weren't lining up wrong.
Reps and all that stuff. It wasn't any of that stuff. They got beat. They got outcoached and they got outplayed.
Not only that, they had a willing participant in the second half in the Broncos.
Oh,
and this is like something you've got to factor into this because after halftime, okay, it was 12-3 at halftime. And here are the drives. They had one real drive in the second half, and it was their first drive.
I know what you're going to say.
The 83-yard drive. Let me give you the drives. Let's see. When they scored after that 83-yard drive, that was close to the end of the third, so there's 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Let me give you the rest of their drives. Clock-killing drive there. 4 plays, 6 yards, because it was after a turnover, and they got a field goal there. So that not much of a drive there. 3 plays, 0 yards, and a punt. 3 plays, 4 yards, and a punt. 5 plays, 22 yards, ends with a pick. And then stupidly, on their final drive, Drew Lock, for some reason, takes a shot down the field and throws the pick right away. That's what happened after one real drive by the Broncos in the second half.
And that one. And the one real drive in the second half, they get down to the one, and the gutless bums that they are, they kick the field goal. When they're up 12-3, you punch it in for
at
a touchdown there.
At the 2-yard line, you losers.
Game over. The game is over. You punch it in there. So just factor that in. Up against a gutless, dumb team, you still lost.
Yep. And here's one more thing to add to that. Did you see the third down, the third and 21 play that they gave up on the sideline? That was Patrick had the catch?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you give that one a second look at all?
No. I thought his left foot was out of bounds.
It was out of bounds. But I'm going to tell you why I don't think they challenged it. You know how the threshold now for catches, inbounds, out of bounds, has sort of been changed? I think it would have held up on review despite him not having possession and the foot being out of bounds. I think it was worth the second look, but I can understand why they didn't challenge it. But I just thought maybe a little more attention should have been paid to that one. Given the way that game was going, maybe it would have been worth the challenge. The other one that they missed, which was the James White spot, that's inexcusable. I don't know how everybody missed that. I don't know how James White didn't make a case to the sideline
for
it.
Maybe he did.
And it was on their sideline.
Nobody asked him in the pros game.
It was on
nobody,
their...
Nobody
it was
asked
right
him.
In front of them, though. How did they not see it?
Yeah, James White on Zoom. Not one person asked him about
Ernie,
it.
Ernie, where are you? Where's Ernie?
That's not even like an Ernie one quickly, but that's like James is like, hey, my game's predicated on me keeping my balance. Like
that's
Super Bowl.
That's three layers of failure
your feet.
There.
Keeping
James
your feet.
White, the entire Patriots sideline, and if they both missed it, Ernie Adams upstairs should never have missed that. It
happened 5 feet in front of you on your
I know,
line.
Right in front of the sideline.
Yeah.
Your side of the field. 0-for-3 there.
How about this one? 18-9. You go for 2. Explain it.
Why they were stupid. We'll get to that. That is part of the conversation coming up right after headlines. Hold the thought, Zoe.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.